thanks everybody for jumping on. We're excited to announce the signing of Andre Miller to our team. It's been exciting. It's been drama-filled. Nate and I had an opportunity to sit down with Andre here in Vegas, had a long dinner, and was absolutely convinced he was part of the Blazers fabric going forward. We talked about a lot of different things, style of play, how he wants to play, how he fit in. And after that dinner, we engaged with Andy Miller in negotiations and finalized. So with that being said, we'll open up for questions and answers.
Kevin, this is Jason Quick. What specifically in his game do you like?
Well, obviously he's an Iron Man. He doesn't miss games. He's durable. He makes everybody around him better. A lot of people will say that he doesn't shoot it, that he'll need to be able to shoot it playing next to Brandon and LaMarcus. We talked a lot about that with him, but what we've noticed on film and, you know, being around him, he's selective, and it reminds me a little bit of Avery Johnson. Avery, you know, wasn't a great shooter, but he always found his spots, and he hits timely shots. If you go back and stat it out, his big shot, and that's something that we felt like we needed. He runs a team. And when we had dinner with him, the one thing that was obvious is that he knew everything about our team. He has a tremendous basketball IQ, and he said he feels like he can get our guys 4 to 6 extra points a game by just knowing what's going on out there. And he got into even very specific things. I can't say I've ever had a dinner where a guy knew our offense as well as anybody. So it was really interesting. We feel like he's obviously part of our culture because he's a great kid. He wants to be a part of a winning organization. He wants to go deep in the playoffs, and feels like that he can help us in that regard.
Kevin, this is Phil Jackson in Philadelphia. Did you have any concern about his age going forward? He'll be 34 in March.
Yes. We looked at that, but the kid has played in, I think, 530 straight games. You look at that, some of these players who are playing at a higher level later because they're taking care of themselves, number one, but also because they know how to manage the game. They know how to manage the regular season to get ready for the playoffs. So was it a concern? Yes, but not too much, and we got comfortable with it. We got comfortable with the deal, too.
Yes, this is Joe Becker from TGW.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing? How important was it for you to get, you mentioned his Iron Man status, but to get a player who really has veteran leadership that can add to the team?
Well, one of the things that we looked at was, you know, obviously a lot of trades. And with every trade, you know, you have to send out a player and, you know, you get a player. And we wanted to keep this team together, this 54-win team together, and just add to it, you know, add some experience. And, you know, Andre's been in big games. He's been in playoffs. He wants to have success in the playoffs. And he feels like, you know, getting the feel from him was he felt like he could make everybody around him better. And that was important because we have pretty good players in place, but he feels like he can help them. That was his whole message to us, was I feel like I can help everybody else.
Kevin, this is Jason again. Can you assess your roster as it is now, and then at the same time, will you make any more moves to it?
I don't see many more moves. I think that they'll be smaller free agent signings. And we'll look out there at the best players that we possibly can get. But we're deep at every position. You look at our first, our 12 guys under contract right now, and we really like it. We felt like last year we had good depth, and that helped us win a lot of games. And we feel like going forward our depth is going to be really important. And we're going to have that. And we're going to have competition at every position. And That has served us well.
Hello, this is Katie Brown from KTU, and I just had a question for you. Well, you could have, obviously, you guys had a lot of options here. You could have waited until you went into the season and tried to make a trade then. Why did you decide to go with a free agent signing with Miller now?
Well, part of this is Field. You know, we had dinner with him. We had done our homework. We met a couple times as a staff, coaching and management staff. We went through all our options. And once Nate and myself went to dinner, it was all about Field. And it was amazing, Kate, because he knew our team. I can't tell you how impressed we were. He knew how to play our team. He knew how he could get us extra possessions. He knew that, you know, his throw-ahead pass would be even more effective with LaMarcus and Greg and Batum. And, you know, we were impressed with his leadership ability, to be honest with you. And that you can only get meeting face-to-face.
Hey, this is Dan Christopherson with Coin Local 6. How you doing?
Good.
Can you talk about the process of deciding on Miller? I mean, the free agent period's been about 3 weeks. You obviously had the Turkaloo and Millsap signings or near signings. Was this a process, just like a plan C? How did this work out?
I would call it a plan C. You know, one of the things we regrouped after those two things, and we wanted to attack it as if it was a clean slate. And we did that. We looked at our team. And we said, who fits us best? And we knew from basketball-wise, we wanted to get to know these guys. One of the things in free agency that we feel like is important is to be able to sit down with a guy and get comfortable with him. And Andre was terrific. And he knew our team. He knew how he could help our team. And, you know, he seemed like a coach. It was amazing in that dinner because Nate and him hit it off in the first 5 minutes and started talking about plays and how to play certain things. And, you know, I got out of the conversation and let them talk basketball, and it was an amazing thing to watch.
Kevin, this is Phil Jasmine again. Do you have any concerns about Andre's ability to defend, which seemed to drop off as the season went on?
Not really. We studied that, and obviously there's ways to break that down. He is more of a team defender now than he's ever been before. But one of the things we felt really good about is that he is able to send guys to their weaknesses or team defend. And quite frankly, we got a couple good defenders back there in Joel Prisbilla, Greg Oden, LaMarcus. I mean, we've got some big guys that really defend the paint pretty well and do a good job on the board. So obviously we want the best defender we possibly can get, but I think he's going to be fine there.
Hey, Kevin, Kenny Vance here. What can you tell us about the parameters of the contract, and do you have any cap space left?
Well, we can't talk about the particulars of the deal. What we can say is it is a three-year deal. We're excited about having him, and you know, as he gets older, it's going to be more important that he understands his role, and he's talked about that, and the great thing is Nate really likes that. Nate likes the fact that he can have another player on the floor that maybe is a little like Nate, that, you know, can direct traffic, can get you into your set, that can have a ton of experience out there, been in a lot of playoff games, and Nate really, really liked that fact.
On that note, Kevin, did Nate push for this? It seems like, you know, from the outside, Nate's kind of player.
No question. Nate felt great about the meeting. But, you know, one of the things we do is we try to debate pretty hard the every merit of each deal. And Nate was fully on board with this. And you could tell the chemistry that he had in the dinner that we had.
Kevin, this is Joe Baxter again. Given his age in the early 30s, it sounds like you guys feel like you're pretty close now to be in the championship team, and this is maybe one of those puzzles that the final pieces of the puzzle that you might need.
Well, I don't know if it's the final puzzle. I know it is a good piece. Everybody we talked to about Andre raved about that he's good in the locker room, but once the game starts, you can see how he coaches out on the floor. I thought 2 years ago in Philadelphia, he really willed his team into the playoffs and then did it again last year. Just has that basketball savvy and knowledge that young guys need to see. And we feel like that's probably as big a thing that we can, you know, look forward to is he can make Greg Oates better. He can make Nicholas Batum. He can get shots for Rudy Fernandez, for Brandon, for LaMarcus. And he said it in the meeting. I mean, he couldn't have said it any better. And that's the key is he knows he can make these kids better. And we've always felt like we've needed that, and his leadership's going to be something we lean upon.
Kevin, this is Katie again. You talked about you didn't want to, you like your team as you have it, you didn't want to give away pieces, you wanted to add to it. How much better, you got to the first round last year, how much better do you think this one piece makes you?
Well, we hope a lot better, but you never know. The one thing that we always said that we felt comfortable with, Katie, was this, is getting the pieces and getting the players that we felt good about. That team is still intact. That 54-win team is basically still intact. And if you add some leadership to it and you add some knowledge and experience, then hopefully that'll take us over the edge in the playoffs. Now, how far? I don't know. But I do know this. I know that we'll be a better team throughout the course of the season and hopefully into the playoffs.
Kevin, Dan from Coyne again. Can you talk about what this means for Jared Bayless and his role going forward?
It's going to be competitive at every position. We've always said that we wanted that. Nate has been pretty demonstrative in that, you know, good competition leads to better play during the season and hopefully into the playoffs.
Kevin, is it accurate that you guys made a run for him at the February trading deadline?
You know, I'm not going to speculate on what happened there. We've always liked Andre. We've had respect for him. And we're happy that he's part of our organization now.
Okay, can you maybe then talk about how you see him fitting with Roy? I mean, Blake was so late outside shooting seemed to help Roy in spacing and whatnot. That Andre's not an outside shooter. How do you see them playing together?
Well, there's going to be competition at that point guard position. I'm not saying that Andre is the starter. They didn't say that in the meeting. We think there's going to be competition, but we also think that they can help each other. And that's what's going to be really fun is that, you know, as you grow as a team and you get more mature and you understand your role, that players can help each other. And we think that they can. You know, how he plays off Brandon, I mean, it was again, I'm going back to that dinner, but he talked about specific situations where he can get Brandon easier buckets. That Brandon won't have to work quite as hard. I can get him easier buckets, and this is the way. Now, I don't want to get into those specifics, but it's pretty impressive the way he talked about it.
Sounds like he wanted to come to Portland if he sold himself on you guys.
There was no question. He wanted to be here. He talked about in the next step in the playoffs. He talked about teaching. He sounded, it's completely different, but it's an amazing difference in that when you have all these recruits and potential draftees come in, you have, you know, you talk to them, and then we had Andre, and it was like, you know, a boy versus a man who's been in the league and knows what it's all about. He gets it. That's the only way I can tell you is Andre Miller gets it.
Kevin, this is John Hollinger from ESPN.com.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Good.
Andre, historically, I mean, has been a fantastic transition point guard. Your team last year and Nate's teams through the years have been very slow-paced, half-court teams. How do you resolve that tension?
Well, I don't think it's a tension because Nate has made a commitment and talked about how he wants to get extra possessions and get up and down. I thought Andre would be a big part of that. One of our keys is getting easier buckets, and even though, as you know, we were very efficient offensively, we can become better if we can get some easier buckets in transition, and Nate and Andre talked about that quite a bit.
Kevin, was Bayless's performance in this year's summer league any influence on this move?
Zero. I still believe in Bayless.
time for just a couple more questions.
Kevin, look, this is Phil. This has nothing to do with exactly what you're talking about. The Philly angle. Can you give me an update on Dante Cunningham?
Sure. Had a terrific summer league. Nate thinks he has a chance to get into the rotation. He's got to have a good summer of work. I hear he's talking about going to Girk's camp, but we really like him. He's very poised. You can tell he's played for a great coach, and we expect good things out of him.
Hey, Kevin, can you give us an update on Greg Oden, what he's looked like the last couple of days?
Sure. Yesterday in half-court drills, he won every drill, his team did. They played more full court today. He was unbelievable on the board. He still needs to get in better shape, but it's just amazing in these select practices. Like, everybody goes out so hard and so intense, and then they sort of, there's a drop-off, and he's got to push through that. He knows it, but we like what we're seeing. He's showing a more positive energy. He's blocking shots. He had a couple dunks today, and he's still got room to grow, but he's getting better, and that's the big thing, is we want to see progress from him.
Kevin, earlier you said you don't see many more moves. You think there'll be smaller signings. Do you envision carrying 15, or have you set a number that you want to carry?
I think that all depends on who comes available, because right now, you know, guys are going to get, there's some guys are going to get cut, because they have waived dates. We'll watch the waiver wire pretty closely. But we like our roster right now. It's not like we're, you know, going after a certain player. We want to sit tight here for a little bit and see what shakes free.
But you will not look for trades right now?
Oh, we always look for trades. But, you know, it's not as important right now.
Kevin, this is Katie. Real quick, I just wanted to ask you, because I know with the Millsap, and obviously there was, you know, talk of talking to David Lee, how important is it to you still to address that power forward position and helping out LaMarcus there?
Well, I think we found a couple guys in summer league that could play that position. You know, Dante and Jeff both had really good summer league, so you're looking at 15 minutes potentially a gain at that position, but you know, Nate is so comfortable with Travis going to that power forward and being that spread power forward, and that's been pretty successful for us because it allows us to get easy shots, and that's why we were one of the most efficient offensive teams. So you never have too many bigs. We'll watch that to see what guys get waived or traced or all those kind of things, but we're comfortable going into the season with what we have.
Thank you.